The bridge spans the Fox River where it meets Green Bay. It's been closed since a 2-foot dip or sag on a portion of the bridge was discovered last week. Since then, DOT engineers have excavated the pier that gave way.
What we found there was the piling did buckle on Pier 22, so we found out the reason why it happened.
Tom Buchholz is the Leo Frigo project manager. He says the failure was due to severe corrosion where the concrete pier meets metal piling sunken deeply underground. Buchholz's team is also examining nearby support pilings.
Adjacent piers, Pier 21, Pier 23, and Pier 25, we did see corrosion on our test pits. Not to the severity, obviously, that caused failure, but you could see corrosion. And I want to reiterate, this does not indicate that the rest of the bridge is in danger of collapse.
The DOT is not planning to do extensive excavation on all of the bridge's 51 supports. The bridge was finished in 1980. Buchholz says the concrete piers go down 15 feet where they meet the metal pilings, which are embedded 100 feet below ground.
So our preliminary factors to the corrosion is really that fill material that's been in place prior to the construction and a combination of water, groundwater interacting with that soil.
The DOT is still not predicting when the bridge may open to traffic. Officials say the project is not impacted by the federal government shutdown. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.